content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We begin with this quick reminder from Woman's Day. The 7th of December is the first night of Hanukkah. And from Woman's Day as well, giving back. The Honeycomb Project, a Chicago-based nonprofit that offers volunteer opportunities for families, provides tips on how to get the whole gang to do good together on International Volunteer Day, December 5th. First, think local. Volunteering can start in your neighborhood. Small acts of service like baking cookies and delivering them to a teacher or local firefighters can have a big impact. Create a giving habit. Find organizations such as animal shelters that need volunteers on a regular basis. The repeated and routine act of volunteering will help ingrain the pattern in your family and instill a lifelong habit of philanthropy. And listen and learn. You've probably heard your kids comment on issues they observe daily, like litter in the park and dogs that need homes. Listen to these concerns. Ask your kids open-ended questions and discuss ways in which your family can make a difference. If you're interested in learning more about the Honeycomb Project, it's thehoneycombproject.org. thehoneycombproject.org. And it says they also offer virtual volunteering opportunities. From Woman's Day, write your heart out. If you put pen to paper on December 7th, letter writing day, there's no telling what could happen. Take it from Amy Wineland Daughters, who reconnected with hundreds of friends through handwritten letters. She first reconnected with her long-lost friend Dana in 2014 by writing to her when Dana's son Parker was dealing with cancer, and she continued to write after Parker passed away. Amy and Dana are now best friends, and this relationship inspired Amy to write letters to 580 of her Facebook friends, a heartwarming journey she details in her book, Dear Dana. When you send someone a letter, you're telling them they're important and they matter, says Amy. You don't have to write 500 letters or multiple pages. You can make that impact with just a small card and four sentences. Her last name is Daughters, D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R-S. From Good Housekeeping for the Love of Reading, Jenna Bush Hager, co-host of Today with Hoda and Jenna and founder of Read with Jenna, talks kids and books. On the best books to read to kids, Charlotte's Web is magnificent. I want people who don't even have kids to read it because E.B. White was such a beautiful writer. For a fun series, try Dory Phantasmagory by Abby Hanlon, H-A-N-L-O-N. Everything by Mo Willems, W-I-L-L-E-M-S, makes my family laugh. His Elephant and Piggy series is incredible for teaching kids how to read. On her kids' bedtime reading routine, Hal, my four-year-old, picks 2 to 3 books a night for me to read to him. He knows the books I love. He'll say, I'm going to surprise you with something that will make you so happy. And he'll choose On the Night You Were Born by Nancy Tillman, T-I-L-L-M-A-N, or another story about a mother's love. Even though Mila, who's 10, can fully read everything to herself, I'll have her read out loud so she can work on her fluency. She's now reading Number the Stars by Lois Lowry, L-O-W-R-Y, to both Poppy, who's 8, and me. On keeping her kids engaged in reading, sometimes parents worry too much about having their kids read the right thing as opposed to what's going to engage them. For instance, Hal is super into trucks and vehicles. We didn't even own a truck book before he was born. I'm also a big fan of graphic novels for reluctant readers because that's what they're interested in reading. On the importance of no screen time, we have a hard and fast rule that there are no electronics during the week except for a little television. As a result, our kids read, draw, write, and get creative on weeknights. But early in the pandemic, when I was doing today from my kitchen and we didn't have childcare, we had to put the kids in front of the screen. Once we were back in the studio, we reined in our screen policies. It's not too late for you to make a change, too. On the children's book character she would love to be the voice of, Junie B. Jones is hilarious, precocious, and not scared to speak up. I'd pick her. And some family favorites from Jenna and her kids. Just One Flake, written and illustrated by Travis Janker, or Jonker, J-O-N-K-E-R. This book celebrates the uniqueness of all of us. Hal laughed out loud. It's for ages 4 to 8. Bear and Bird, written and illustrated by Jarvis. Poppy, that's J-A-R-V-I-S. It doesn't list a second name. Poppy and I took turns reading this collection of stories, reminiscent of Frog and Toad and other classics, to celebrate the importance of friendship. It's for ages 5 to 9. And Hoops, written and illustrated by Matt Tavares. Mila flew through this graphic novel that will encourage even reluctant readers. Hoops is a celebration of females in sports, teamwork, and the power of dreams. It's for ages 8 to 12. And from Woman's Day, pet presents, Merry Catmas. Happy Holidays. Whatever celebration is happening in your home, here are a few purdy, cute gift ideas. First, your pup will look quite fetching in this accessory. Rifle Paper Company and the Foggy Dog present the Poinsettia Bouquet Dog Bandana, $26 at riflepaperco.com. riflepaperco.com. Out of all the toys WDs, that's Woman's Day, kitty testers played with, this wand kept them amused the longest. It's the Frisco Holiday Winter Flowers Teaser Cat Toy with Catnip, $10, available on Chewy.com, C-H-E-W-Y.com. Good luck prying these adorable ugly, and ugly is in quotes, Christmas sweaters away from your furry friend. It's the Bark Chris Mutz sweaters, $10 each, at Target. They show a couple different styles. And sock it to me. December 4th is sock day. Refresh your drawer or a friend's with these comfy pairs, and they offer three options. Darn Tough offers a lifetime guarantee on all its socks. Women's Animal House Crew Lightweight Lifestyle Socks in Lagoon, $24 at darntough.com, darntough.com. Next, this fleece-lined knit pair from Verloop is Peak Cozy. Kaleidoscope Knit House Socks, $36 at verloopknits.com, verloopknits.com. And Out of Print's line of book-themed socks includes designs based on childhood favorites. Little Women Puffin in Bloom socks, $12 at outofprint.com, outofprint.com. And from a new magazine that I was sent, Celebrate magazine, Bestie Crafternoon. Friends, crafts, and a few hours of laughter. What more could a busy parent ask for? Gather your glue guns and your kids or friends for an hour or two of creating beautiful seasonal wreaths, easy-to-make rounds of luscious greenery, sparkling ornaments, and even colorful candies. Give every participant a brag-worthy take-home prize. And they offer several options. But all look pretty good and sound fairly easy. First, grab bag. Treat your family to days filled with homemade coupons and inspirational quotes. Wait a minute. I think I'm in the wrong place. Yep, I am. First, it's the candy wreath. I'm sorry, I flipped my page over instead of going to the next page. This sweet ring is sure to please the kids and the kids at heart. Glue white Lifesavers mints to a white foam wreath. You'll need about 250 for a 10-inch form in rows. Make nice, neat rows all the way around many times. Then fill the gaps between the mints with red Skittles, one in each little gap. Add more seasonal color with a mix of red and green Skittles between the white mints, if you'd like. They did not do that. Theirs is just the red and white. Craving even more sweet hue, use multicolor storybook Lifesavers for the body of the wreath. No matter your palette, add a ribbon and hang the wreath for everyone to enjoy. With their eyes, of course, please refrain from tasting the holiday decor. They use a pretty red and white ribbon to hang the wreath from, and it's a red and white wreath, so very coordinated. How about an ornament wreath? Got too many ornaments? We have a craft for that. Gather a bevy of colorful balls in a variety of sizes and a palette that pleases your eye. Hot glue the glass or plastic baubles to a foam wreath form with the tops facing the form, starting with the larger ones and then filling in with smaller ones as you cover the form. Add embellishments, add embellishments such as faux berry stems if desired. It's very pretty and colorful and sparkly. And a hoop wreath. Minimalist without being grinchy, this modern wreath can be made with lengths of leather, ribbon, or yarn. Wrap two different sizes of craft rings, each in its own color of your chosen material. Then hot glue the two rings together so that one's inside the other, but not evenly. They're just glued in one spot. Oh, I lost my place. Hot glue the two rings together and secure faux greenery, pine cones, ornaments, or felt balls with glue to cover where the two rings connect. Hang your modern masterpiece with your chosen material. That looks very festive. They covered their two hoops with a red yarn or something, and then they used greenery and little red puffballs in the greenery to look like berries. Very pretty modern look to that one. From Woman's Day, home for Christmas, make your space merry and bright with these festive ideas. First, let it glow. You don't need a working fireplace to emit cozy, warm vibes. Just fill a cluster of lanterns with LED twinkle lights. Next, deck the halls with treats. Put out a plate of cookies for Santa. But hang mugs stuffed with candy and hot cocoa mix for dinner or overnight guests to grab on their way out. Everyone goes ho ho home with a sweet surprise. They have these little cups hanging from their banister in their stairwell. Display your season's greetings. Paint clothespins green and let dry. Hot glue clothespins with the clips facing out to an embroidery hoop or a thin wood wreath form until it's covered. Hot glue on a red bow and add your most joyful holiday cards. They'll clip on easily around the wreath. Personalize the tree. Along with your favorite ornaments, mix in objects with special meaning. Their tree is adorned with ribbon awards because why not celebrate Christmas and your family's amazing accomplishments? Spruce up the entryway. Place mini, and they've got the word trees in quotes, which are vases filled with extra branches from spruce or other kinds of trees that are hung with ornaments. They use those little tiny ornaments on there in any area that could use a dose of holiday cheer. Very pretty. Back to Celebrate magazine. Gnome, sweet gnome. Fill your home with fun holiday crafts featuring the hottest and coolest decorating trend. These bearded gents, called gnomes, are popping up everywhere, indoors and out, sharing their innate whimsy and spreading holiday cheer. Capture the playfulness of the season with these festive gnome-themed crafts that the whole family can make. And I've got two options here. Gnome ornaments. These little guys look adorable peeking out of tree branches and can double as party favors or place cards at the dining table. Painted wooden eggs form the bodies. For the hat, cut felt into a cone shape and secure a loop of cording at the top with hot glue. Glue the hat seam closed and glue bells in front. For the beard, hot glue wool roving to the egg, slightly overlapping the beard. Hot glue the hat to the egg. Glue ball nose at the top of the beard. Cut a quarter-inch wide strip of felt and hot glue around the hat base, slightly over the top of the ball nose. And they turn out very cute. And, these might be a little easier, gnome cookie jars. Dress up glass kitchen canisters to deliver the sweet gift of cookies or candies. Cut felt into a cone shape, roll into a hat, then hot glue the seam closed. Hot glue beard-shaped faux fur to the inside of the front of the hat. For the nose, hot glue a wooden bead onto the beard at the edge of the hat. Set the hat on top of a lidded jar and snug it down. Now this sweet gnome is ready to hand out all the treats. Excuse me. From Good Housekeeping, there's some items for your Hanukkah feast. First, Erby Latkes. Active and total time are both 30 minutes. We need 2 large eggs, kosher salt and pepper, 2 pounds russet potatoes peeled, 2 medium onions quartered, 1/2 cup of matzo meal, 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley leaves, finely chopped, 1/2 cup plus 2 tablespoons dill, chopped, divided, 2 tablespoons olive oil, plus more as needed, and 1/2 cup sour cream. In a large bowl, whisk together eggs, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. In food processor, fitted with a large grating disc, or on large holes of the box grater, of a box grater if you don't have a food processor, grate potatoes, cutting as necessary to fit into feed tube, then grate onions. Add to bowl with eggs and toss to combine. Toss with matzo meal, then parsley, and all but 2 tablespoons dill. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in a large skillet on medium. Carefully add 5 large spoonfuls of potato mixture, about 1/4 cup each, into the skillet. Flatten into 3-inch pancakes and cook until browned and crisp, 4 to 6 minutes per side. Transfer to a wire rack or paper towel-lined plate. Repeat with remaining potato mixture, adding more oil to the skillet as needed. Adding that when nearing the end of the potato mixture, drain and discard any liquid from the bottom of the bowl. In a small bowl, combine sour cream with the remaining 2 tablespoons dill. Serve immediately with the latkes. And this makes 20. Orange and garlic roasted broccoli. Active time is 15 minutes. Total is 30. 1/2 teaspoon orange zest plus 2 tablespoons orange juice. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 1/2 teaspoon cumin seeds crushed, kosher salt and pepper, 2 pounds broccoli crowns cut into florets, 6 cloves garlic peeled. Heat oven to 450. In a large bowl, whisk together orange juice, oil, cumin seeds, 3/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Add broccoli and garlic and toss to combine. Divide broccoli and garlic between 2 rimmed baking sheets and roast, rotating positions of the pans halfway through until broccoli is just tender and charred in spots, 14 to 17 minutes. Smash garlic with fork on pan, combine vegetables on 1 sheet pan, scatter orange zest on top, and toss to combine. And this serves 6 to 8. And shortcut mini jelly donuts. Use a small round tip, a little more than a quarter inch wide, to poke a hole into the side of glazed yeast donut holes. Fit tip into a piping bag and fill bag with favorite jam. Using pre-made holes as a guide, pipe jam into the donut holes. Do not overfill. Dust with confectioner's sugar just before serving. Also, still on good housekeeping, for your holiday snacking, caramel apple popcorn. 15 minutes is your active time, total an hour and 15, plus cooling. We need 8 cups plain popcorn, half cup packed light brown sugar, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, 2 tablespoons light corn syrup, 1 tablespoon molasses, half tablespoon apple pie spice, 1/8 teaspoon baking soda, and 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Heat oven to 200. Line large rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. Place popcorn in a large bowl next to the stove. In a small saucepan, combine sugar, butter, corn syrup, molasses, and apple pie spice. While stirring, bring sugar mixture to a boil. Boil 5 minutes, stirring. Stir in baking soda, then immediately pour over the popcorn. Using silicone spatula, fold caramel into popcorn to coat. Then spread on prepared baking sheet. Sprinkle with salt. Bake the popcorn, stirring every 15 minutes until caramel is dried and no longer sticky, about an hour. Transfer baking sheet to a wire rack and let caramel corn cool to room temperature. Then refrigerate until cold. And this makes 8 cups. How about Grinch Green Punch? Total and active and total time are both 15 minutes plus freezing. We need 6 cups green Hawaiian punch, 1 12-ounce package frozen limeade concentrate, thawed, 2.5 liters lime seltzer, chilled, and 2 limes, thinly sliced into rounds. Divide the Hawaiian punch among ice cube trays and freeze until solid. In large pitchers, combine limeade concentrate, seltzer, and limes. Chill until ready to serve. Just before serving, thinly slice limes and stir into pitchers along with Hawaiian punch cubes. And how about candy cane martinis? Active and total time, both 10 minutes. 8 candy canes, crushed. 1.5 cups white chocolate liqueur, plus more for rimming. 1 cup vanilla vodka, and 1/2 cup peppermint schnapps. Place crushed candy canes on a plate and some white chocolate liqueur on a second plate. Dip the rim of each chilled martini glass in white chocolate liqueur, then gently twist in the crushed candy canes to coat the rim. In pitcher, stir together white chocolate liqueur, vodka, and peppermint schnapps. For each serving, measure 3 ounces into a cocktail shaker filled with ice and shake until very cold. Strain into rimmed martini glass. And this serves 8. And from Celebrate magazine, Skillet Cookie Cake. Why make cookies when you can go next level with a Skillet Cookie Cake? Include some of your favorite candy bars, like Twix and Snickers. Any size will do, but if they're not bite-sized, chop them up. Cut your cake into small bars, or gift the entire cookie cake to a family or group. Hands-on time, 10 minutes. Total time is 45, and this serves 12, so it's a big cookie cake. We need 1.5 cups all-purpose flour, 3/4 teaspoon baking soda, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 3/4 cup or 1.5 sticks unsalted butter melted, 1/2 cup packed light brown sugar, 2 large eggs, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 2 cups candy bars. Preheat oven to 350. Coat a 10-inch skillet, and they are showing a cast iron skillet, with cooking spray. Whisk the flour, baking soda, and salt into a medium bowl. Using an electric mixer, beat the butter and sugar on medium-high until combined, about 1 minute. Beat in the eggs one at a time and the vanilla until incorporated, scraping down sides and bottom of bowl as needed. Reduce mixer speed to low and gradually add the flour mixture. Beat until just combined. Add candy and beat until incorporated. Spread dough evenly into the skillet with a spatula. Bake until golden brown, 25 to 30 minutes. Let cool slightly and serve warm or at room temperature. So this could turn out different every time you make it if you use different candy bars. From Woman's Day, baby potatoes with smoked salmon and horseradish creme fraiche. Active time is 20 minutes, total is 55, and it makes 25 of these little goodies. We need 25 baby potatoes, half of a tablespoon of olive oil, that's a teaspoon and a half, kosher salt and pepper, half a cup of creme fraiche, 1 teaspoon horseradish squeezed of excess moisture, 1 teaspoon finely grated lemon zest, 2 ounces smoked salmon, chopped, small dill sprigs for serving. Heat oven to 400. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss potatoes with oil and a half teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast, tossing occasionally until golden brown and tender, 30 to 35 minutes. Let cool completely. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, mix creme fraiche, horseradish, lemon zest, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon pepper. Refrigerate until needed. Using potato masher, crush each potato to create flat base and top. Arrange potatoes on a serving plate. Spoon the horseradish creme fraiche on top. Then top with salmon, dill sprigs, and cracked pepper. And they've got a little kitchen tip. Prepare recipe through step 2, which was through the refrigerate until needed, up to 1 day ahead. Cover and refrigerate the potatoes and horseradish creme fraiche separately. Then to serve, let potatoes come to room temperature and assemble up to 1 hour ahead of time. Pear and ginger spritzes. Active in total time, 5 minutes, and it makes 4. We need 5 ounces of gin, 4 sprigs of mint, plus more for garnish, 3.5 ounces of pear nectar, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 8 dashes of Angostura bitters, and 2.5 cups ginger beer, chilled. In a cocktail shaker with a few ice cubes, shake gin and mint. Strain into pitcher and stir in pear nectar, lime juice, bitters, and ginger beer. Pour into tall, ice-filled glasses and garnish with mint sprigs if desired. And this made 4. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have questions, comments, 919-832-5138. See you next time.